for being with us.
Thank you very much, André, for this kind introduction. Of course, I will talk about digital representations of currents and sticks, as I work in the Digital Innovation Office in the Swiss Federal Office of Energy. So yes, we have been having very interesting discussions so far about digital technologies and how they can bring new business models to the energy sector, increase efficiencies, profits. And also Carolina from the previous panel said that innovation normally happens in the private sector. But I was sent here to prove exactly that this is also true for the public sector, at least for the case of Switzerland. And seeing here no representatives from the Swiss energy sector, I might even claim that the Swiss Federal Office of Energy is even more innovative than the private sector in Switzerland in that regard. So I will talk about energy policy in the age of artificial intelligence. And most of you knew that artificial intelligence is actually old wine in new bottles. It's maturing now for over 70 years. But now, since last fall and the publication of ChatGPT, it seems that we are riding on a new wave of artificial intelligence. And perhaps it's the last wave. And with that, increasing advancements, technological advancements in the field of artificial intelligence. We're here. I thought we have an artificial intelligence agent that is changing the slides for me. No? Okay. Thank you very much. So we saw also that then, alongside the technological improvements in that field, there has been rising interest from the side of policymakers. How can we use big data and AI to make our work more efficient, more reliable, and closer to citizens? And when we look into the energy policy and energy industry field, we see that today there's a lot of applications that use big data and artificial intelligence technology. Here are a few of them. I think yesterday our colleague from the Swiss Federal Office of Energy from the International Department introduced the Chat Energy Bot, which is a ChatGPT version for energy policy. And you see a lot of different other use cases here. My favorite one is the one from Spain, where actually the Ministry for Ecological Transition developed an algorithmic system to allocate energy subsidies in an automated manner. So you would just receive or not receive an energy subsidy based on this algorithm that the ministry was running. And that's a very nice example, particularly because it failed. It failed in the end. Nobody received actually the subsidy he was eligible for. The ones that shouldn't receive the subsidy got some subsidies. Others didn't get them that were deserving them. And shows where we are right now. We are at the state of testing digital technologies in the world of energy, and particularly in energy policy. And we are learning and trying out the new capabilities these technologies can provide to our work. And in the last supply crisis, past winter 2022-2023, we in our office actually implemented an AI use case to overcome a very big problem that we are facing. So alongside our European neighbors, we also declared energy saving goals. But from there, the misery started. Once we declared the goals, people were actually starting to think about how can we actually measure the impact? How can we actually measure if we reach these goals that we were declaring? And that was not an easy task because there was no publicly available data to do that. So we created with AI and an external provider a tool that was streaming in real time thousands of smart meter profiles from electricity consumption from different partnering DSOs to our servers in the Swiss Federal Office of Energy. We were doing some trend correction in real time and then kind of comparing the actual consumption of different consumer groups to what has been happening before, 5 years before. And that way we were kind of introducing a first technological-based, AI-based manner to evaluate our policy that and our policy goals that we declared. So when we look at that, we're actually moving towards a world where AI and data-driven tools are shaping our energy policy. So what has been the typical policy cycle for many decades that we see on the left side? This kind of typical cycle of identifying problems, formulating policies, evaluating them ex ante, consulting stakeholders, implementing the policy, and then evaluating again until the cycle starts from new, is now transforming to something where the instant availability of data and business analytics can allow us to have almost real-time state estimation of the energy system. And that can help us on many levels. It can help us to analyze trends, to formulate policies in an automated level, to consult, for example, through social networks and data mining, and also to evaluate policies near to real time. But although this new world is very shiny and looks very promising, there are still a few challenges ahead. Before we get there, we need to increase the accessibility of high quality actual energy data. It's still striking to me, my colleagues, and many researchers how little data in terms of energy data is actually available. For Switzerland, for example, until today, we don't know the real consumption of a DSO in real time. We don't have that data at the Swiss Federal Office of Energy. We need to upskill our skill set at the public administrations, because we have a lot of lawyers, economists, engineers, but who is able to run an artificial neural network and do the energy policy part and on the same time? This is very rare to find, a very rare skill set that we will need to develop through the merging of different fields. We still need to safeguard the explainability and robustness of our decisions. We cannot play with our citizens and the overall system that we overview and monitor. And we need to continue to comply with the very high standards that we have in terms of trust and accountability in public administrations. So all of that, I think we are on a very interesting path where technological capabilities will transform the way we do our work towards hopefully a faster, better policymaking. And I'm interested in what you think about that, and you can always reach out to me to continue that discussion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.